Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about that now.
Check, check, one. 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14, 30 hour, Six Flags, Great Adventure, Jackson, New Jersey, Coffin Challenge with Kerry. Here we are, our second to final before we do our wrap up Halloween 2023 episode of the year. On the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex, I am one half your host, Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am Alex, and impressed that you did that all in one breath, almost.
I did. I wrote that.
That was some...
like 17 times, and I memorized it, and I actually just figured it all out off the top of my head.
No, I know that. I think everyone knows that.
Oh, it didn't sound scripted?
No, but it was good.
All right, thank you. But yeah, so we had Carrie on.
Yes.
From New Jersey.
That's right.
Who also has twins.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
We're just like drawn to
exactly
other twin parents.
Yeah. And a couple years ago, right before the world shut down with COVID, mm-hmm. she participated in the second and final up to this point ever 30-hour coffin challenge at Six Flags.
Yeah. So
Great Adventure.
If you're not aware,
in New Jersey,
30 hours.
Yep.
And you lay in a coffin.
Yeah.
And they throw challenges at you, and whoever wins mm-hmm. some money.
Yeah, there you go. And out of 6,000 people.
Yes. I found this the craziest.
Yeah, she was one of six who got chosen.
That's amazing.
So cool.
I mean, she does have a very interesting story.
She does. She does.
She's a parent of twins. But she's a parent. Just that alone.
Yeah. But she tells us everything, and it's so crazy awesome. Because I remember when they had this contest.
You wanted to do it.
I wanted to do it so bad.
You would just being in the coffin and not being able to pee
whenever
you wanted.
Yeah, I would lose. Yes. I would be disqualified.
Yes, you would.
Or I'd be laying in a puddle.
Yeah. You'd be like, the wood is starting to warp here.
But I think that would be so cool. And if they did it again or do it again, I would definitely apply.
Yeah.
I would want to do it.
It's one of those things. It's like, if you get picked one of six out of 6,000.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
How can you turn it down?
Right. You have to.
Yeah. And she tells us everything. And it's so cool because I always wanted to know. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's like the closest thing to a challenge that we'll get.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
competitions
yeah, yeah.
Right. and
That's
challenges.
And it is like they had to eat certain things and, you know.
Yeah.
That's,
exactly.
That's very challenge-esque. Uh-huh.
And speaking of the challenge, so I actually looked into this one, and years ago, maybe 20 years ago, when Six Flags still had Free Fall and they had the Chiller,
right?
Actually, Road Rules versus Real World filmed a challenge out there.
Yes, it was the challenge before it was called The Challenge.
Yeah, so it was right above Free Fall.
Right.
And it was like one of those tightrope walking challenges.
Yeah, which it's so weird. The description of like what it was is so confusing. I'm like, wait, were they actually going to like let them die if they fell?
I know. So pretty much it was, there were three flags. One was further than the other. Mm. And they had to walk the tightrope. And each flag they grabbed were, I think, 5 points, 10 points, 20 points. Mm-hmm. But the description, like you said, something.
Yeah,
that,
it was like they had to unhook their harness or whatever, their carabiner, and then hook it to the next one, and then if they didn't do it, they could fall. And I'm like, wait, like splat? Or
yeah. So I guess that was reality TV 20 years ago.
Yep. Gotta get ratings somehow.
Yep. But imagine that, though. The challenge was actually filmed in Six Flags. Imagine that today.
Oh, man. It would be mobbed.
Oh, my goodness. That TJ and Bananas and CT and
Jordan.
Forget it. But yeah, so funny how the worlds collide.
Right?
Yeah, they filmed that. Our Six Flags Great Adventure.
In New Jersey. Oh
in
my
New
goodness.
Jersey, yeah.
Now they don't even film in this country.
How funny is that? You're right. You're right.
You know, Argentina.
Yeah. They just get to travel the world.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah. That is so
cool. And I actually met Kerry through a Great Adventure Facebook fan page.
It's funny, we were both on it. Now, you were first, and I just recently joined, like, Halloween time. And we both saw the posts. And then, like, days later, we were like, you said, you were like, oh, I want to reach out to her. And I'm like, yes, I was thinking the same thing. That's it's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And is there anything else in life besides, like, each other that we have such a love-hate relationship for than Six Flags Great Adventure?
Oh, no, there's nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
There's absolutely nothing. That might trump my feelings for you.
Oh, my goodness. Like,
Six Flags is one of those things. And it's funny because I've said this so many times. Yeah. But I never went as a kid. I mean, I guess I kind of did. I was a kid when I went the first time.
Right.
Because I was, like, a teenager. But I didn't go until I met you.
Yeah.
But for some reason, Six Flags just has this, like, nostalgic feel to it. But at the same time, I'm like, I hate this place. Get me out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
But then I'm like, you want to go next weekend? Like, it's weird. I don't know what it is.
I legitimately hate everything about it, but I love it so much.
Yes.
Just, I don't know, there's a feeling about it. I'm like, I don't know, I don't want to go. But then when it's home there, I'm like, I don't want to leave. I love this place.
I know. I never mind leaving.
But no, I don't know.
But I enjoy it when I'm there. I do.
Yeah. It's so run down. It's just our park. You know, like, it's just ours.
It's very, like, New Jersey.
Yeah. Like, if this park was in, I don't know, some other random just state, Texas, and we were driving through and we went to, I'd be like, wow, this park is, you know, run down. And yeah, no, the rides are good, but it's just run down. The rides are just...
No, wait. Can we just real quick?
Yeah.
I'm going to forget.
Okay.
Talk about the one time we had to go to the first aid.
Oh, my goodness.
That was literally, walking to the first aid will make you need first aid.
Yeah, that is the weirdest, craziest.
So, yeah. It was in the summer. We went there, or summer-ish. It was nice out. We were there, and of course, our children just run full speed, no matter where they are. Like, they just have to sprint. And they're running, and one of them fell. And I'm like, okay, like, it's not so bad. And then she fell again. And it was like, okay, now you need a Band-Aid. So we asked, and we were actually, they're like, oh, yeah, it's right here.
Yeah.
Just go around this wall.
Yes.
And
so I remember exactly, it was in, like, the Midway area where all the games are.
Where all those, like, the restaurant, not restaurants, like the...
Like the fast food court.
Yeah, it's, like, all the way to the right.
Yes, and I think you had to, like, walk right past the Ritas.
It's,
like,
in between the food places and the Ritas.
Yeah.
And you'll see it. It was a little tiny sign that says first aid with an arrow. And you have to go around the wall. And when you go around the wall, that's where the dumpsters are. And when I tell you, my father worked for sanitation and he would come home stinking like garbage sometimes. This smelt worse than anything I've ever smelt. And I have two children who need diaper changes
Six Flags. That's it. And it was like in a trailer with like...
It was in a trailer. Yeah, it's like ring a bell for the person to open the glass like window.
So weird. If you guys listening go to Six Flags, just for the story, go ask for first aid.
And, like, tell me that your eyes don't burn when you walk past the dumpsters. It's bad. But
they should have had a 30-hour challenge there.
No. They should have been like, okay, so for whatever amount of points, you have to go stand by that dumpster for 20 minutes.
Yeah. But, all right, anyway.
Sorry. I just had to say that because it's, like, Six Flags.
Yeah.
And I wanted to mention it on here, but
okay,
we didn't talk about Six Flags,
But, yeah, just the rides, they all need to be, like, refurbished and they destroy your back
or neck
and everything but
and head
yeah but I love it and I and love being there and I love going and
we go on the ride
we do
when we can
so the 30-hour coffin challenge
right
Carrie tells us everything
mm-hmm.
and it's such an interesting listen
it's so cool
would you do this
as long as I was able to sleep I would do it but I cannot stand bugs. But if I didn't have to, like, eat them, I think I'd be okay.
What if you had to reach in?
Yeah, I know. I would do it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't like it.
I mean, the only thing about that is, like, I would know, like, all right, it's Six Flags. And obviously there's things that I'm not going to want to do, but, like, it's going to be safe.
No, it is.
That, you know.
Yeah. And it's like,
there's got to be a liability, and there's new stations coming, and so they're going to make sure it's, like, safe stuff to do.
But I mean, it's cockroaches. They're not going to hurt you.
Although it's...
But they're just... Ugh.
Although the things that they put them through, definitely just mentally.
I think the most dangerous thing that could hurt you is telling them, here, for whatever amount of points, drink this and then you can't pee.
Yeah.
That's so dangerous.
But any point you can bail out and quit. So,
right. Yeah. So you're making the choice. Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing. You're making the choice, not them.
Yeah, exactly.
Sign the waiver. Exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah.
One other question. And I want to get into the interview because it's great.
Yes, it is. But it is.
Minus your cell phone.
Right.
If they said you can bring one thing with you, what would it be?
My Britney Spears book. Because yeah. I have not been able to barely read it.
Yeah, you haven't been reading it. Which I'm surprised. Exhausted. I would have thought by now you would have
been done with it. Me yeah. too. I've been so exhausted every single night when I get into bed. I'm like, I'd rather sleep.
You know? But she was able to bring a book with her.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I would definitely bring a book.
And it's funny. I don't want to give away too much of the interview, but I would just say this one thing. She said she had like a flashlight so she could read the book. Mm. And at one point though, she saw a spider in her thing. So she just turned off the flashlight. She's like, if I don't see it, it's not there.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. That's what I would be like, I'm done, that's get funny. Me out. No way. So, oh my God.
Yeah.
She's but
I want to talk about it, but I want her to say it all. So yeah, let's get into the interview.
Let's do it.
It's definitely super interesting. And Carrie, thank you. Thank you for doing this. It's something really that I was always wanted to know what it was all about. Because I wanted to do it.
You've always been interested since it's been going on.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, I never signed up. And even more for whatever reason, we didn't go that time when they had you. Which would have been so cool. Imagine we went. And then now years later, we have her on the podcast.
How funny.
That would have been really cool.
That would have been cool.
But yeah, I don't want to say where she finished out of the six neither.
Right.
I don't want to say that. So you guys got to listen and see if she won, if she came in second, in third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or in fourth.
You're annoying.
You know what I'm saying? I'm annoying.
Yes.
Me.
1,000%.
I'm the annoying one.
Yes. I think a majority of people that know us would agree that you're the annoying one.
That's probably
true. I can be annoying.
That is probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even argue that.
Maybe people listening might find me more annoying, but if you know us, Greg's definitely more annoying.
Yeah, I can't argue that. Yeah. You have a point there.
I think on a daily basis, I go, oh, you're so annoying.
On an hourly basis.
Because you're annoying. All right,
so let's do it. Yeah, let's get into the interview with Carrie. And let us know if you remember this, if you went to it, if you would want to do it. If you have any other questions, we could reach out to Carrie and like, you know, give some follow-up information that we may not have thought to talk about.
Right.
But I think we covered everything.
Yeah.
I do.
I would think so.
So, yeah. And then next week, we are officially going to wrap up our Halloween season, the 2023 season. We are going to do our haunted house, everyone talk about it, and just give the list of everything we did.
Yep.
And we did a lot.
Yeah. And let's just say Greg stressed me out this year.
And to be honest, this is going to sound crazy. We'll talk about it next week. Okay. I felt like I took it easy on you.
Oh, my.
I did.
Because I was dying half the month.
Well, I'm just saying, I took it easy on you.
I don't know if you guys can still hear it.
Well, I can see it.
Shut up.
All right. So right now, this week is Carrie. Mm-hmm. Next week is the wrap up.
Right.
And then the Friday after that
is my actual birthday.
Yeah, it will be December, your birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then from there, we'll get into the holiday stuff.
Yes.
So, but until then, here's Carrie. So enjoy it. It's really a great listen.
Yes.
So definitely check it out and hit us up. Let us know. Love hearing from you guys. And gals, like we say all the time.
Yes.
So, once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am Alex.
All right, Alex. So, let's check it out. Here's Carrie on the Anything Goes podcast. And until next week, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review. Because anything goes with Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new Halloween, one of the most pretty much excited episode I've had in a long time when it comes to this stuff. And we are joined by Carrie, who in 2019 did the 30-hour coffin challenge at Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson, New Jersey. And this is something I remember happening. I didn't apply. I didn't interview. I didn't go there for it, but I wanted to. And I'm super jealous she got to do it, but she's here to tell us all about it. So, Kerry, welcome to Anything Goes Podcast with Greg and Alex.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm feeling great.
Feeling great. So, thank you for joining us and doing this for us.
Oh, I love talking about it, so it's fine.
Great, because we live Halloween, we live haunted houses, we live everything horror. And we want to know all about it because super interested in what took place. So I guess we should start from the beginning. And what made you sign up to do such a thing?
You know, I love everything Halloween, everything scary. And I saw it. They did it, I think, the first time in the year before in 2018. And everybody's like, Kerry, you should apply. And I was like, okay, so I did. You have to apply. You have to write an essay. And I didn't get picked, and I didn't really think anything about it. I said, okay, wasn't picked. And then the next year came up, and of course, my friends were like, you should do this. And I was, it's a little scary, but I said, all right, you know, let me give it a whirl. And I didn't hear anything for the longest time. And then I live in Lacey, so we were at Lacey Day, and we're driving home, and it was sometime in September. And I get a voicemail from this woman, Kristen, who runs all this. She's like, this is Kristen from Six Flags. I was like, oh my God, I know what this is about. And apparently they'd email me, but I never got the email. It went in my spam folder.
Wow.
And so I called her and she said, are you still interested? You're one of the top 12 finalists.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. So I was like, yes. They said, you have to write one more essay. I was like, okay. And, you know, they're like, I think you have a really good shot, but I said, all right. So I wrote another essay, and it was on a Sunday, and I called my boss. I'm like, you know, is there any way I might need to take off on Columbus Day? Monday, but I'm not sure. And she's like, yes, I'm all in. She's like, I'll go see you and everything. So
no way.
Yeah. So I wrote the second essay. And I remember I was at work and I got a call. My phone starts ringing and I was like, oh my God, I got it. They're like, hi, you know, you've been chosen. And they said 6,000 people applied.
Wow.
From like all over the country.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was in the top six. So they said, do you accept? I said, absolutely. And then I was like, what did I just do?
That's great. That's
like
amazing.
Staying in a park overnight. Like it was scary.
Yeah.
Like,
I bet.
Daunting. For sure.
So six people out of 6,000 got chosen?
Yes.
Do you know if they were all from New Jersey or were they all around different areas?
I'm pretty sure they were all from New Jersey.
Okay.
I have to look back and see. They had like little bios on everybody. But
so
I'm pretty
funny.
Sure everybody was from New Jersey. One who was there actually turns out he worked at a hospital and my best friend is his boss. So
oh, how funny.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
That's great. And so you said there were two essays. That was pretty much what the application was?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you just had to just like, why should we pick you?
Mm.
And I don't really remember. I pretty much told them that I love everything Halloween and I'm a huge fan of Survivor. I actually applied for that like 15 years ago. I didn't
really
get picked for that.
Okay.
But I love all reality TV all and
right.
Halloween, and it just seemed like the perfect thing for me. And I told them why I wanted to do it, just, you know, to prove myself that I can. I've been through some things. My twins, I almost died in childbirth because my twins, they were large. Well, you know, you have twins. They were 6'15 and 7'4". So
jeez.
They were really big. So I wound up having to have like another emergency surgery. And
wow.
it was really hairy there for a while, but got through it. And then in 2018, my mom, in 2017, she told me she had stage 3 kidney disease. I was like, the first thing I said to her, I said, well, I'll give you a kidney. I know we're the same blood type. She's like, Kara, it's not. You're getting too far ahead of yourself. Let's just see. And everything happened so fast. Like 8 months later, she called me and she was crying. She's like, did you mean that? Did you mean you give me a kidney?
Oh my
did
goodness.
You really mean that? I'm like, absolutely.
Of course.
So we were a perfect match. And I gave her my left kidney on June 19th, 2018.
Good for you.
Yeah. So.
Amazing. Yeah, and I mean, our twin story childbirth is completely opposite of yours. That our babies were born 1 pound 11 ounces and 3 pound 3 ounces. So we and Alex had preeclampsia. She was in the hospital for 5 weeks before the babies came, and it was craziness too. So we could definitely relate with
yeah, how much like that. I had to have emergency surgery, and like, you know, I always wanted more kids, but after that, I wasn't able to because of like the hemorrhaging and stuff. Mm. But it you know makes you appreciate things more.
Definitely. Yep.
You know, it was a long road to have our kids to begin with, and then I also have a 22-year-old daughter.
So, wow.
Yeah, so it took a long time to have the other two, so they were almost five years apart, but it all worked out the way it was supposed to, I think.
Definitely. Yep.
Yeah.
And did you guys go to Six Flags years before leading
we
up
did.
To this?
We did. Yeah. We had season passes. We okay. would go not that often, but often enough that the passes, you know, worked out for us, and you know, it was a lot for five people. So with the challenge, it was nice to be able to get the extra group passes so we didn't have to pay for those that year. Who would have thought that I win 2 years of free passes for the following year, which was 2020, and we all know how that went.
Oh geez, what are the odds?
So I didn't even get to use them, but
oh my goodness. It was all right. So they gave you all free passes that year, the season passes?
I got two.
Okay.
I won two. I came in second place, so I won two free passes. I won everything but the $600.
Got it.
Basically.
All right. And do you have any favorite rides over there at Six Flags, you or the kids?
Do you have any what? I'm sorry.
Any favorite rides, you or the kids?
My favorite is Batman.
Okay.
I love Batman. Funny thing is, I'm terrified of heights. I'm so afraid of heights. I won't even go on a stepladder, but I like roller coasters because I'm locked in.
Yes.
I can't go anywhere.
Right. Funny. Yep. And real quick, I want to jump back. You said you're big into Survivor. I don't know if you watch it, but we love the challenge. I don't know if you watch the challenge at all.
I do. We do. My husband. I haven't watched it this past season or two, but my husband and son are like big fans of the challenge.
Yeah, we are super obsessed.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So back to this 30-hour coffin challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you tell us about it? Like what exactly went on during those 30 hours? I know that's a vague question, but... If you could,
a lot.
Yeah. All right. Well, first of all, wait. Before we do that, let's do this. Were there any like rules that you guys had to follow?
Yes. You can't leave the coffin for any reason unless they gave us every 3 hours, we got a 13-minute break where we could, they had a porta potty set up just for us. You could use the bathroom. There was another, we were semi close to the bigger bathroom, which I used the following morning because there was nobody there. But they said, big thing, you can't cut the line. You can't be like, oh, I'm in the coffin challenge, let me first. You know, so
yes.
We weren't allowed to do that. And you can't have any electronics, no cell phone. Now, the year before, interestingly enough, they said, you know, they wanted people to like live broadcast. This time they said, nope. No electronics, no phones. I couldn't even wear my Fitbit so I could like see any text coming through.
Wow.
But when we had our breaks, obviously we could use our phones. We could update people, whatever we wanted to do.
Right.
You can't if you got sick in the coffin, in the coffin, whatever, you're immediately disqualified.
Wow.
So, I mean, I don't know if this is something I want to edit out, but I'm a fan of Survivor, all that stuff. So the day before the challenge, my mother and I went, and I will say I didn't have to use them, but I went in there wearing Depends because there was no way I was disqualified. I never used them, but I wore them just in case.
Okay.
Which it actually worked out well for me for the very last challenge, which I'll get to.
All right.
It was all, yeah.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, before it started, so before they brought you in and put you in the coffin, were there, like, was there, like, a meeting they had with you guys? Was it, like, a pre, like, backstage thing?
No, we actually got there early because I was so psyched and so excited. I, like, ordered a really good sleeping bag. I brought blankets. I brought a stuffed animal, a pillow. And we just went there to sign a bunch of papers just saying, no responsibility, blah, blah, you know, like a waiver. And they actually, Butch Patrick was the MC, which was nice. It was pretty cool.
Okay.
The Munsters from the Munsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was the MC. And we just pretty much, they let my husband and my twins, because they were younger, I think they were like 11 or 12, so I didn't want to leave them out there, so they let them, only one person is supposed to come in and help you set up your coffin.
Okay.
With bedding and everything. I spoke to them, and they said, okay, that your twins could go.
Nice.
So, and then, but once it was over, they had to leave. They couldn't, I mean, there was a gate, so they, like a barrier, they could stand behind that, but they weren't, nobody was allowed inside.
Wow.
Once the challenge began. Mm-hmm. So we just set everything up. This one girl, Cricket, I looked, she had a can of like bug repellent. I was like, ooh, I didn't think of that. So I went and I sprayed the inside of my coffin all around. And I used, poor girl, I used like F of her can. Because I was like, I don't want to see any spiders. I would say they were allowed to bring a book and use like a little, not a flat, like I used like a little book light. And okay. That was allowed. So huh. I used that. But the book I got, I'm a reader, but the book wasn't that great. So I really didn't read it. It was not that comfortable anyway.
That's so funny. Yeah. Yeah, was the coffin big that you had to lay in?
It was, I mean, if you, I have pictures, but it was like regular size. It had like the, like almost like wider at the top, you know, like those old-fashioned coffins. And the lid was closed most of the time, except for during challenges, of course, when it rained. But there was a small, maybe 3x3 mesh opening, and there was mesh on the sides.
Okay.
Of the actual coffin.
So you were able to see out and you were able to breathe and all that stuff. There was air coming in.
You could breathe and I could see. And it's funny because the first break I got, my husband, you know, he stayed there the whole time till the park closed. He was there when the park opened. He watched the live feed all night, you know, and
there was
a live feed on YouTube. And I told him, I was like, where you were just standing, because I felt better being able to see him. So he was like, I said, stand there the whole time. Don't move because I can see you from the side mesh things.
That's great. And now what if somebody ran to the bathroom and didn't make it back within those 13 minutes?
Disqualified.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were strict about that. I think I drove them crazy because I didn't have a watch. And, you know, I'm like, how much time do I have? How much time? Like, relax. You're okay. You have like 10 more. You've only used 3 minutes. You have 10 more.
That's
every
so funny.
Time we completed one of the they had challenges throughout the whole thing.
Right.
And every time we completed one, you have to complete it and you get a get out of coffin free card.
Really?
Which you could use at any time.
Interesting.
And I used them when my family was there. I used them so I could spend, like, instead of 13 minutes, I spent 20. So I spent almost a half hour with my family. So they were able to see me. So some really gross ones, they refused. So you not only don't get a get out of coffin free charge, but you lose half of your bathroom break. So they only get, like, 6.5 minutes if you refuse a challenge.
Huh. And now what kind of challenges were there? Do you remember what they made you guys do?
Oh, I remember. The first one was we had to put our hands behind our back and we had to find candy corns and like, it was like this green goo. It was some kind of baby food, but we could only use our mouths. So we had to like find in the big thing of green goo, we had to stick our faces in it and get the candy corn and put them in a cup with our mouths.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was one.
And now, was there just one winner per challenge, or all of you could have won it?
Well, the thing is, it went by points. So
got it.
But they never told us the entire time, the whole 30 hours, they never told us who was in the lead. Hmm. So, for example, I had said before that I brought a stuffed animal with me. 6 hours since the challenge, 24 hours to go, they said, give up your pillows for 10 points. And I was like, oh, no. And wow. I saw everybody sticking their hands out with their pillows. I was like, okay, well, I was glad I had the stuffed animal to lean on to try to sleep. They didn't let us sleep. They did a crybaby challenge where they took a raw onion and, like, scraped it over a grate, and we had to just breathe in. So you can imagine how great I smelled. After break, it was like, you know, I was like it was gross. They did a liquid death challenge where they put the, it literally smelled like a dead body. They sprayed that on our coffin grate. what else did they do? Oh, well, the one that I remember the most, now I had heard a couple people I know work for Six Flags. So we had heard about having to eat brains. And I was like, okay. So sure enough, it was funny because they provided all the meals, but we had to eat them in the coffin. So we were able to lift the lid, sit up and eat, but we couldn't leave the coffin.
But you're able to sit while you ate. You didn't have to lay down.
No, you can sit up. Okay. And just can't get out. And my husband, he was like listening to see, because we knew there was brains coming up, but we just didn't know when. So the second day, it was like 2 o'clock, and they said, okay, we're going to make you feel like a kid again. So they gave us Lunchables for lunch. I'm like, yay.
So funny.
And my husband's yelling at me. He's going, eat it up, eat all of it. And then he's shaking his head like, don't eat. Because if I was full, he knew that the brains challenge was coming up next, because he was like listening to what they were saying.
So funny.
And sure enough, they're like, okay, it's next challenge. And we had to eat a can of pork brains. They were cooked, but they were in a can in milk. And we had to eat it and then drink the milk. Like, you couldn't leave anything. And the one contestant, his daughter was also competing, and she refused. She wouldn't do it.
Really?
So she wound up coming in last place. I guess that was a big point challenge.
Yes.
We didn't know at the time. I think I was like in the middle for that one.
Okay.
It was gross. We had a paper bag challenge. We had to grab a bag and just eat what was in it. But the one I got was sardines, which was fine. I didn't mind that. Someone else got Spam. Someone got like seaweed. It's really cool.
That's so funny. And like, what other actual food did they get? Like, how often did they give you real food to eat?
They gave us breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay.
So the first night, like, we got there at 2:30. So the first meal was dinner. And I actually got like a gyro. So we can get anything from any restaurant in the park.
No way.
They gave us like a list. Yeah. Cool. Whatever you want. So I got the gyro. It was really good. And then they fed us breakfast. It was mostly like muffins and orange juice and stuff and coffee. And then, like I said, the lunch was the Lunchable. And then they fed us dinner. I think I had like a cheeseburger or something like that. But
pretty cool.
That's really cool.
That's funny.
The brains was really disgusting, though. Tastes like the way cat food smells.
Oh, that makes goodness. Sense. Yeah, I could imagine.
It was salty. It was gross.
That's funny. Yeah. So were there any challenge that you didn't do that you were like, nah, I can't do this? Or you pretty much did them all?
I did everything. Cool. The very last challenge, they said, they gave us a big bottle of water, and they said, okay. It was like, so the challenge ended at 8:30. So 5:30. So at 2:30, they gave us a big bottle of water, and they said, for 10 points, last challenge, finish this big bottle of water and give up your last bathroom break.
Oh my God.
And my husband starts laughing because he knows I'm wearing Depends. I kind of anticipated something like that. So, but yeah, and I did it, and I did all the challenges. It was fun.
That's
it was
great.
So
yeah.
Much fun.
Yeah. how many more hours do you think you could have lasted in it?
Oh, I mean, I could have gone another day.
Really?
Wow. The one challenge that I won, you know, because it if it's a thing, it goes by hot points. So like, whoever eats the brains the fastest gets the most points. So there was one where you had to stick your hand in a jar full of Madagascar hissing cockroaches, and there was 2 candy corn, and you had to stick your hand in, grab them both, and take it out the fastest. So they had like a table set up, and I was always the last person, but this time they made me go first. And it worked out because they weren't agitated yet. So I reached in, grabbed both of them, and like, done immediately.
Wow.
And then I saw the one girl. She stuck her hand in, got one, stuck her hand in again. I was like, you just messed that up.
Yeah, I got it.
So she was disqualified because you had to get them both in one shot.
Funny. And now, would they like bite anything, these cockroaches?
No, they were just, they were just nasty looking. They were huge. That's funny. They were so big. They were in a glass jar. It was disgusting.
And now during these challenges, the park was open for other like people to watch?
Yeah, all of them. Yeah, people. It was funny because I could hear them. And some people, they're like, there's nobody in there. So then the host has to be like, stick your finger up and wiggle your finger through the green so that they know you're in there.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and the people are like, how could they keep them in there for 30 days? I'm like, really? There was a huge sign. If you saw my picture, it's a huge banner. It says 30-hour coffee challenge. So and then people, my husband's like, he was joking. He's like, I had it worse than you. I'm like, oh, really? How so? He's like, people were like, I read all the bios, and Carrie is John's daughter and this, that. He's like, no, that's incorrect. And he's like, they're like, no, it's true. He's like, I'm her husband. I'm telling you. But it was just so much fun. Jeez. We didn't sleep at all. They didn't let us sleep. They blasted Yacht Rock, which I love, and Baby Shark.
Oh, all night. Come all on.
Over. Well, and when I hear that, da-na, I'm like, oh. Gives me flashbacks.
Wow, so they wouldn't even if you wanted to sleep, they wouldn't even.
No, they didn't let us. And I'm such a light sleeper, so there was no way. Mm. No way at all. There was one DJ that came during the night. He kind of took pity on us. I think I slept maybe 20 minutes because he was nice. He lowered the music. And then a half hour later, you know, the woman, the host who was in charge, she's like, my head.
Oh,
the demons were scary.
Yeah, so they would come and mess with you, the sky actors, and
all night until like 2 a.m. They were there.
Really?
Yeah, and the thing is, I was wearing like a black hoodie, mm-hmm. and I just kind of like put it over my head. And I wouldn't look at them, so they wouldn't leave me alone.
Mm.
And the scariest one was the one with the chainsaw. Not the chainsaw, but he had this big. It was like a goat. I don't know if you've seen it. It's like the big horns, and I looked up, and he was bent over my coffin from behind. It was scary. At one point, I wear earplugs all the time, so to sleep, and I wasn't wearing them because I said, can I use them? And they said, yeah, but if you sleep through a challenge, you're disqualified. I was like, okay. And this one of the ghouls came and just screamed right in my right ear. Like, it was like, Gah!
I'm like, oh my God.
My poor husband was watching the whole thing live, and he was trying to sleep, and he's like, let me see what Carrie's doing. And they were banging on my coffin lid so hard they split the wood, like just trying to scare me.
Jeez.
It was nuts.
And what was the park like at like 3 a.m?
Well, then everybody left. That's when they kind of lowered the music a little bit. And then by like 4, it was up, because at 5 the press was there. So it was like ABC News. Jeez. And all these people were there. They had an extra empty coffin next to mine. And so they, you know, they all like got in and pretended they were doing it and stuff. They brought out animals. They brought out a tarantula. They brought out a skunk. They were like trying to scare us with stuff like that. I thought it was cool. I wanted to pet the tarantula, but.
Oh my goodness.
They're like, yeah, she's a little like, you know, a little skittish, so we don't want her biting. I was like, yeah, all right, never mind.
So did they say they're going to put those in the coffin with you, or no?
I thought that's what was going to happen, but they didn't. I actually thought I was going to have to eat bugs, and I'm like, all right, well, whatever. But they didn't do that either. They so kind of, like, protected the bugs and the cockroaches, which is kind of nice. Like, we don't want to scare the tarantula, so you can just look. Don't touch it. I'm like, okay. But I did have some bugs.
Yeah.
In there, I saw a big spider in my coffin, and goodness. I just smushed it with my finger, and then I turned off because I had the little book light, and then I turned them off because I'm like, if I don't see them, they're not there.
That's funny. Where in the park was it? Was it like right by the fountain?
It was over by Wonder Woman.
Okay. Oh wow. All right. Yeah. It was okay.
Great. There's like a little grassy area right there to the right. And that's like where there's like, I guess that's where the entrance is for like the workers. We came through that way.
All right. I would have thought they set it up right in front of the fountain. That's what I would have imagined it as. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, they didn't. They had it on the side near the back. But it was easy to get to and leave, which was good.
Got it. All right. And you said there were 6 contestants, right?
Yep.
Did any of them quit before the 30 hours?
Nobody quit. That's why I went by points. At one point, there was a tie. And we didn't know. They didn't tell us at all who was in the lead. So they're like, we're going to do a trivia challenge. And it was Munster's trivia, of course.
Boy.
Like, I got like 2 questions right. Yeah. But it was actually, we thought it was for like 1st and 2nd place. It was actually for like 5th and 6th place. Or 4th and 5th. Yeah, it wasn't even like at the top.
Got it.
So we had no idea where we were. So that's why I was I was so afraid to not do a challenge.
Of course.
I'm like, what if I don't do it? And then
that's what causes
and then
you to
I lose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what was your feeling like during it all? Like, were you like nervous, scared? Was it like, did you ever want to quit at any point?
It was like, I couldn't believe I was actually doing it.
Yeah.
To be honest. And it was scary. Like, the people were scared. I was like happy, like when they all went home, the ghouls. But it was just, I was scared, but it was like exhilarating at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much fun. Like, I couldn't believe I was actually doing it. And, you know, I was posting Facebook updates on my breaks, and everybody was like so supportive. And, you know, it was funny, my twins, they go to Lacey High School, and their teachers are like, wait, someone we read in Lacey Patch, someone with the last name Platt. And they're like, that's our mom. <She's still there." laughs> So it was really neat. Like, my coworkers came out to support me, and a lot of my friends, my family. Everybody was just so supportive. It was the best time.
Cool.
It was great.
Well, I guess that's a way also for Six Flags to get people to go to the park and you know, support you.
Yeah, so exactly. That's surprised I want to do it again.
Yeah.
I actually emailed them the next year, and they haven't done it since.
Mm.
I don't know, was it a big enough money maker? I don't know. And I was so surprised that, like, I thought I was going to be, I knew I wasn't going to be in last place because I ate the brains, but I thought like third or fourth, and they're saying the names at the end. And it was really cool because they're like, when they're like, okay, it's time for the, you know, what they called it, not unveiling, but like a rising for the dead ceremony.
Mm.
And at 8:30 on Monday night, and they're like, there's only one song we can play. And I'm like, I'm thinking it's going to be Thriller. And they played The Final Countdown.
Oh, nice.
And I was in my coffin, and I'll never forget. I was just laying there, and I like almost like got teared up. I'm like, I cannot believe I actually completed this.
Yeah.
It was really cool. You know, they did the sixth place and the fifth, and then they get to the third, and I'm still not called.
Wow.
And I was kind of looking at each other like, oh my God. I got second, but, you know, and I did it because it was my husband's 50th. One of the reasons I did it. Mm. I really wanted the money. I was throwing a surprise, which he had no idea at the time. Surprise 50th birthday party. It was having everybody flown out, so I wanted the money for the party. But I got everything except for the $600. But it was just such a great experience. And I got, you know, an autographed picture of me and Butch Patrick. And, you know, he saw my name. You know, he's like, what's your name? And he saw it on the coffin. Because I have a headstone, I got to keep it.
That's
and
nice.
He's like, "Oh, Carrie, like the movie?" I'm like, "Not exactly." But he was really cool. He was a really nice guy.
That's so funny. And do you remember the point system of what it was? Like first place, second place. Remember how many points?
I don't remember exactly what it was. It was kind of close. Like I was kind of close to it. But if you see the girl who won, Amanda, I mean, as soon as I saw her, I said, yeah, I'm not gonna win this. So she has like the head shaved and the like this, like she exudes Halloween.
You're right.
When you look at her.
Right.
So she ate those brains like nobody's business. She was like, phew, she was done. I'm like, how are you done so fast? She deserved to win. She deserved it. She was really good. And everybody was just so nice. Everybody got along. At first, nobody really wanted to talk to each other at first because it was kind of like, okay, you're my competition.
Yes.
But after a while, I found out that the guy next to me, he's like, tell your friend I'm calling out tomorrow. And he did. He
That's
called out
hilarious.
Of work the next day. My friend was his boss, so it was funny.
So.
Yeah.
Great. Do you remember what the other prizes were? Like sixth place, fifth place, what they got?
I think they just got, like, I don't know if the last places won anything. I won the two gold passes. I won fast passes to all of the haunted attractions.
Nice.
So we went like 2 weeks later and we got to go to the front of the line, which was cool.
Very cool.
It was really neat because I was laying there and it's, you know, it's almost over. And one of the ghouls who was like kind of scaring me the most, she leans down to my coffin and she's like, I live in Lacey and I'm totally rooting for you. I was like, aw. And she recognized me when I went back to get.
No way. That's so cool.
Yeah, to go get my, like my passes and my fast passes for the attractions. And she's like, oh my God, Carrie, awesome. And it's just so great. She wasn't in her makeup, but she was just working.
Right. So it was, funny. It was great. Cool. Yeah, yeah. And were there any other differences from like the first year to the year you did it? Besides, like you said, they could bring a cell phone and stuff.
Yeah, the first year you can bring a cell phone and just keep your phone in the car. They encourage people to do live feeds, but no, not me.
Were there different like challenges from the first year that you knew about, or?
I don't know. I think they got like a longer break. So it was definitely, from what I've read, it was definitely easier the first year. It kind of made it a little tougher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could see that, though, them building each year, you know, harder as it goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So was this the craziest thing you've done in your life?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. That's so funny.
Definitely. Yeah. It's definitely up there. I don't think I've ever done anything. People couldn't believe it, but then they were like, I believe that you're doing it. And then, it's funny because then they were having another challenge in December of that year where it's like wear a tank top and go on Batman or one of the rides where it was like freezing cold. And all my friends kept sending me messages and things. They were like, you need to do this. And that was the day of my husband's surprise party. So I'm like, oh, I don't know, maybe. I didn't want him to see it. So I kept deleting every message that they sent me because I didn't want him to know why I wasn't doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's great. You guys still go to Six Flags today?
We haven't gone since COVID.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, my kids have gone. We just haven't gotten the passes. So we may do it next year. It's hard. Like, my daughter's in college. It was funny because they had one of the news outlets was in Philly, and my daughter, well, she graduated this past year, but she was going and she was watching because they had a Philadelphia reporter there reporting on it. So she got to see it on the news there. It's really neat.
That's cool. What did your kids think when they heard that you were doing it?
They were so supportive. They really were. They like, Mom, we can't believe you're doing this. The night before the challenge, a couple of my friends came over. My mom came down and spent the night, which really, you know, looking back, it's, you know, I wound up, unfortunately, in May of 2020, I lost her to COVID. That was the hardest thing I've ever been through in my life. Like, we were so close. Like, and she didn't even leave the house with my stepdad. He fell, went to the hospital, and brought it home. So, you know, so it was really special, the fact that, you know, she stayed up all night watching. She was watching the live feed. So supportive. She was my best friend. I miss her, you know, and it's rough, but it was nice that she spent the night here and got a chance to, you know, she was watching everything. She would text me all the time. I see you're doing great. So it was really sweet.
The live feed, did you have a camera in your coffin with you?
No, that would be cool. Like a GoPro? They just had it going the whole time, and it drove my husband insane because he was watching everybody just banging on my coffin and screaming. I met him. I mean, we'll be married 25 years this November in a couple weeks. And, you know, I met him, he was the bouncer. So he's always like trying to protect me. And he's like, it was the worst, just laying there watching. And I couldn't do anything because the park was closed. He's in there until they closed. And it was hard for him, but I think it was harder for me, to be honest.
I would think so. And do you guys do other like haunted house and stuff? Do you go ever?
We do. We went last year. Friends of ours took us there, and we went again. We brought the kids this time. It's Sleepy Hollow Haunted Acres.
Yep.
In Bucks County.
Yes, yes, yes.
Fantastic. That was so great. We loved it. We like to do any kind of haunted stuff.
Us too. We go every weekend.
Where's your favorite place?
Oh boy, we go to a bunch. Actually, I think I always say the scariest one I've been to, it's in New Jersey. It's actually like 20 minutes from Six Flags. It's called Oasis.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like it's not really so known, and that's the scariest one to me that I've been to. It's Oasis, really? Island of Terror.
Mm.
Yeah, so you guys should it's crazy. It's so underrated. I don't know why people haven't heard of it, but we've been to pretty much all of them, and to me that's the scariest one that I've been to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you should check that out. But we went to Sleepy Hollow.
What's it like? What happens there?
So they have two walkthrough attractions.
Mm-hmm.
One is pretty much a trail through like the woods.
Ooh.
And they have like, you know, little houses set up through the woods as you walk through, and it's just so creepy, and it's like in the middle of nowhere. And obviously it's safe because there's actors and there's, you know, people who work there and are, you know, making sure you're making it through the trail. But you get the feeling that like you are the only person out there. And it is scary. Yeah, I don't know.
I have to check that out.
Yeah, and then they have another attraction, which is it's a blackout attraction. So they build in this pitch black, and you have to find your way through.
No way. Yeah. Where's that?
So that's the same. It's like 20 minutes from Six Flags. I could send it to you where it is.
Oh yeah.
And that one is the blackout this year is a Saw theme. The movie Saw.
Oh, we just watched the last one.
We saw it last week. I actually liked it very much.
I did too. It had more of a plot.
Yes.
And when he took don't want to spoil it, but when he took this thing off, I was like, oh, you messed with the wrong.
Yeah. So I love the first one, second one, third one, and kind of like throughout the rest. But this one I really liked.
Me very too. Much. I liked it as much as I liked the first one.
Yeah, that's what I said. I really did.
So good. Because I'm kind of hard to scare with movies because my husband, every time I'm like, oh, there's a great horror movie. He's like, yeah, I saw that. Because I go to bed so early because I ended up at 4 to go to work. So he'll watch them after I go to bed. I'm in bed by 8 o'clock usually.
That's so funny.
But yeah, we're always looking for a good horror movie.
Yeah. Good heart. I mean, we watched them all, so we watched them all. It's not scary, but I like The Purge. I don't know if you ever seen that franchise.
I do too. Yeah,
I like that story. Like, yeah. Uh-huh. And,
I love that.
Yeah,
there's a movie, I don't remember the name of it. It was like, I don't know if it's called The Haunt, I think.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know if it's, Mike, what was the name of the movie where like it was about a haunted house people had? They're going through a haunted house. It might have been called Haunt. Is it Hell House? I'm not sure, but I love movies like that. I like movies that are different. Like, I don't want to see the whole cookie cutter. Okay, we're all going to party in the woods and something's going to happen. Give me something different. You know, that's why I love Saw so much.
So was it Hell House? Is that the one you're talking about?
Was it Hell House, Mike? He thinks so. I'm
okay,
because sure.
if it is Hell House, that was actually based on a haunted house.
That's probably it.
They shot it in Waldorf. We actually went to it. It's a walk-through haunted house attraction.
Really? It's, I don't know this stuff.
Yeah, it's actually, it's maybe like 2.5 hours, maybe 2 hours from us. It's like in the direction of like Hershey Park.
Okay.
Not near Hershey Park, but it's called Waldorf Estate of Fear.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there, and that was really good too. And they filmed Hell House there, the movies.
Okay, yeah. That, so, he just said he just looked it up. He's like, "Yep, Hell House."
Yes. Yeah, so you can actually go there and walk through the Hell House where they filmed the movie, and they have scare actors, and it's. And then they do paranormal investigations there as well.
Really?
I don't know if you're into that, but yeah, you can go there and investigate, and they say there's a lot of activity that you'll find there going through it.
We love all that stuff. We like watching Ghost Hunters. Mm-hmm. It's the best. I like Halloween better than Christmas.
Oh, me too. That's my holiday. Yep. So I could actually link you up. We still affiliate with a paranormal team out there. So I could link you up with them if you ever wanted to check it out. They do, real life investigations.
Absolutely.
And,
I love that.
Yeah, we'll talk. Definitely.
Okay. Definitely. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Try to get you out there. And they have all the equipment and they do live streams as well. And it's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So, but then, you can go to that haunted house and walk through it. Now, that's actually one of my favorites as well. They really do it.
Oh,
do it cool there.
I'm definitely in check on it. Not this year because there's like 1 weekend left.
Which yeah.
Busy, but definitely next year is going to be on my list for sure.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, we'll talk. I'll link you up with them.
Yeah, thank
definitely.
You.
Definitely. Yeah. So, all right. This is so cool. Thank you so much for doing this. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It was so nice talking about it. I love talking about it. Anytime my kids' friends come over, I'm like, I mentioned, you know, if something comes up Halloween, I'm like, oh, I see your headstone in front of the house. I'm like, oh, yeah, you want to hear all about it? Let me show you.
Yeah, that's great. If you could send over some pictures, we'll put it up with this episode.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. I'll do that. I'll send them on the messenger.
Awesome. Cool.
Perfect. Great. Perfect.
All right, Carrie, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I've always, always, always wondered what went on during those 30 hours, and I always regretted not doing it, and now at least I know what took place. And
well, if it ever happens again, you should definitely apply.
I am going to. I don't know why I didn't. I said I was going to, and then I don't know. It just kind of happened, and I never did. I don't know why.
But yeah, I keep out. I'm like, when are they going to do it again? I always look, but it's like, you know, August, September. I check the website, and there's like, look up Coffin Challenge, and then it comes from 2018, 2019. That's it. Right. The only thing that's up there. Right. So hopefully they do it again. Maybe we'll compete against each other. That'd be great.
I would love that. Yeah. All right, Carrie. Well, thank you so much. We will definitely be in touch.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, send us those pictures. Awesome. I'll send you some haunted house stuff you guys check out next year.
Perfect. We know a bunch of good ones.
All right, Carrie. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a happy Halloween.
Thank you. Happy Halloween to you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon. Suckers.